Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said, my
Friend, this is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott coming to you, WGUM, Glory United Ministries. Whether it's day or night, in the afternoon, in the morning, God is with us. Thank God for the day. Thank God for the day. Thank God for the woman on the divine assignment, who you will hear after the very next song. The very next song is one by, at her request, by Hezekiah Walker, and that song is Grateful. You will hear her right after that song plays. Let's go ahead and get it up here. Here we go. Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Gregory Scott. A slight change in plans, rather than grateful. Next thing you're going to hear is one by John V. Key. I just need to bring that right up. Standing in the Need of Prayer. Let's see if we can get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Get him on the screen. Let's see, where is he here? Dan, Need a Prayer. We'll play that very shortly at the pastor's request. Special request, after which you will hear the woman of divine assignment, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. So let's just get John P. Key. Get him up on the screen here so he can sing that song. The very next voice you'll hear after this song, Pastor Patricia Barrett.
Mm-hmm. Not my father, not my sister or my brother, but it is me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I thank God for Jesus on this morning, and I thank Jesus for his precious blood. I thank him for going to the cross for a wretch like me. Such a worm in his eye, but God had mercy upon this vessel, this body of clay, but he mold me and make me into what he wants me to be. There's something beautiful, something good. All of my confusions, he understood. All I had to offer the Lord was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Jesus, he picked up the pieces to my broken heart on today, and he made me a new vessel. I thank God for saving me. I tell you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank God for saving me. For some reason, I have a heaviness upon me right now. I heard the Lord speak earlier. I heard him speak. I'm standing on the promises. The promises of God. Standing on the promises of God. Have you ever had a promise from God? It doesn't seem like it's going to come to pass, but that's where we have to trust him. Trust him. For we are, and I am, standing on the promises of God. Again, I say good morning to you in Radio Land, Block Talk Radio. Again, this is the day that the Lord, he hath made. And I don't know about you, but I always say I'll rejoice and be glad. And even if I'm complaining, I still find time to say, Lord, thank you. Lord, I'm sorry, but you understand that I'm flesh, and my flesh is having a pity party. My flesh is wounded. My flesh is hurting, but my spirit man praises your name. Because you are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God. I thank God for Dr. Scott on this morning for rising to put this program out there on Block Talk for the world to go online and hear what thus saith the Lord. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm almost finished. I tell you, I just want to thank God for all that he is in my life. I really thank Jesus on today. Again, I'm feeling like there is a spirit of death around me. I began to weep as the song was playing. Ah, it's me, O Lord, for I am standing in the need of strength on this morning. I need strength. I need the saints of God to pray for me, that the Lord would undergird me and give me the strength to go through what I'm about to encounter in the flesh. And I solicit all of you who may go into the archives and get this service and pull it up. I ask that you would remember Pastor Patricia Benjamin in your prayer time and ask the Lord to strengthen me. I know the joy of the Lord is my strength, but I have such a heaviness upon me right now. And I began to weep over two of my friends that I lost. I lost one special friend in March of 18, and I lost another special friend in January of 19, and I felt the spirit of heaviness, and the spirit I feel as though it's hovering, the spirit of death is hovering to break my heart one more time. But to God be the glory for the things he has done. It's me, O Lord. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Shirley sings the song, say never. That's the title of it. And if she says never, stop trusting God. Never You just put your trust in God. He will never fail. I'm grateful for the things the Lord has done and the things that he's about to do. My eyes are bothering me on this morning. I don't know if it's because I'm heavy or it's because I just can't see. Oh, bless his name. I went and left my Bible in New York, and I'm in Delaware this morning bringing the message. It's been a while, Dr. Scott, since I brought a message from my home base, Dover, Delaware. I'm usually in Southampton, New York. But we thank God for the travel and that wherever I am, Blog Talk is there. I can record from anywhere. So I do. Sometimes I'm on vacation and Dr. Scott will set up the system and I just dial in and get busy. So we thank God for technology on. Today I like to say tech and technology, but we thank God for it. I feel as though the storm is passing. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I left my Bible, and I got food with that tablet. So I went into my room here where my library is, and I reached in and I grabbed one of my Bibles from there. And I said, Lord, where you want me to go? So I opened the Bible to the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah. And the scripture reads, and I'm almost finished. God bless you on this holiday. Today is the first day of September. There aren't many more months left in this year. September being the 9th month and December being the 12th month. So, hey, in 3 months, we'll be in December. Looking forward to the 31st and the 1st of January. I tell you, God is worthy to be praised. God bless you, Dr. Scott, again. Thank God for your continual healing in your body. It was just a pleasure to be with you on yesterday and watch you walk again. God is good, and he's very good to see you out, even though you're walking with your walker, but you're getting there. And that's my prayer, that the Lord will continue to strengthen your legs, your mind, and your body, that we can keep on keeping on with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's read the word as I close. I wish I had my reader this morning, because I don't know if it's the glasses or my eyes. I think it's the eyes. Jeremiah 33 says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was still shut up in the courts of the prison. Thus saith the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. And that third verse says, I want to get my Bible focused so I can try to see a little better. The third verse of that 33rd chapter says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Call to the Lord. He's able to show you great and mighty things. We don't know it all. We have not seen it all. We have not experienced it all. we call to the Lord, if we follow the Lord's instruction, he says, call to me. Didn't say call the pastor. Didn't say call the evangelist. It didn't say call for the elder. It didn't say call the pope. It didn't say call the bishop. It said call to me. Me being the Lord, not Pastor Benjamin. Even though I get a large volume of calls with people with their complaints, with their situations, and I said, Lord, they have no clue what I'm dealing with, but it's about them for the moment, so I have to put me on the back burner and try to help this child of God get the victory, come out the winner at the finishing line. I have to forget all about me and try to help them. And when I do that, I think about how Jesus said, I'm not worried about the 99 that's in the gate. I've got to go get that one that's having a problem. They're outside of the gate. That's the way it happens a lot of times, that we get out of the gate, but it's Jesus who arrests us, bring us back whole into the gate. He don't scold us. He don't say you should have known better. You shouldn't have done that. You knew not to do that. But he says, I've got to go after my lost sheep, because if I don't, the enemy will devour the lost one. So he says, 99, you stay here in the gate. There's healing in the gate. Ah, thank you, Jesus. There's protection in the gate. There's joy in the gate. There's strength in the gate. We've got to stay in the gate where the Lord has put his protection. You know the story with Job. There was a hedge around Job. You can call it a gate. And the enemy could not touch him without permission. Many times the things that we are going through, God knows about it. He knew about it before we even had to encounter it. He gave the permission to let it be so. Not to destroy us, but to strengthen us. To know that our God really can heal our body. To know that our God can supply our every need. He did it for my good. Yeah, yeah. He said, I know the plans and the thought that I have concerning you. It is of good and not of evil. So I allow this affliction to come your way for your good and my glory. Ah, the enemy is trying to afflict my voice right now, but for my good, I'm coming through for my good. Oh, my God, today, I told you I was almost finished. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, he said, call me. Yes, we can go to the doctor, but call Dr. Jesus, who knows it all, who has it all, who is the author and the finisher. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Call on Jesus. Yes, we'll go to the doctor because he's practicing. Sometimes he gets it right. And then some things, we got to take it to the Lord in prayer. For he's the only one that can fix it like it ought to be. I thank God for maggots. I don't like them. I hate to open up the top of the garbage and somehow old fly, God, I don't like flies either, have gotten into the garbage. It wasn't properly closed or whatever, and they made these maggots, and they're everywhere. They get on my nerve. But even maggots have their purpose for being. I was told many years ago that a man had gangrene, and they were contemplating cutting off his leg to save his life. And an old friend said, I can fix that, and went and got a bunch of maggots. I don't know where he got them from, but he went and got a bunch of maggots and just laid them on the man's leg where that infection was, and those maggots got busy and ate all of the poison out of the man's leg. They ate up every bit of that poison. And the man's leg healed. And he kept his leg. I tell you, on today, God is a miracle working God, because what was in my mind that I wanted done for someone special to me, and I was afraid that they would freak out over the fact maggots crawling all over, but God took the thought that was in my heart for this person and allowed it to be so automatically. That is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, looking after his children. You fly to me ain't good for nothing but for me to hit it with a swatter and kill it. But the old fly made the maggots, and the maggots got busy. For everything, it is a purpose. No, I don't like them, but they're here for a reason. I tell you, I thank God for Jesus on today. Call on the Lord. Mm-hmm. That third verse of 33 says, call on the Lord, or call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the house of the city and the houses of the kings of Judah, which have been pulled down to 40 against the siege, mounds and the swords. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but only to fill their places with the dead bodies of men whom I will slay in my anger. This is God defending you now because you call on him. Remember, he said he was going to show you great and mighty things. So you call on him so that you can get the full picture, so that he can show you what no man can show you. He said, I will get rid of them. I will bump them off in my anger. Don't tell me God doesn't get angry because he just spoke it. I will slay them in my anger and my fury, all for whose wickedness I have hidden my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of the peace and truth. And I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return, and will rebuild those places as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquities by which they have sinned against me. These are the folk that are calling on the Lord now. They have sinned against the Lord, but he is so merciful to us. If we would just but call on him, he said, I'll answer you. In other words, if you turn from your wicked ways, if you would repent and admit that you did wrong, that you messed up, I will fight your battle for you. You don't have to fight. I will fight with my anger. I will make the crooked places straight. Call upon the Lord. It's me, oh Lord. That's what John was saying. It's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. He's calling on the Lord because he realized that I need what only you can do. I need you to show me great things, mighty things, mysteries. I need you to do it. Only God the slogan said, won't he do it? But you got to call on him. You've got to do something. I can't do it for you. Pastor Benjamin can't fix it for you. But if you would but open your mouth and say, a closed mouth don't get fed. So if you would but open your mouth and say, Lord, just say, just repeat these words with me right now. Lord, have mercy. Because he needs to have mercy on your situation. He needs to have mercy in your life. He needs to have mercy for your diseases that's in your body. He needs to have mercy on my vision. He needs to have mercy on my weight condition. He needs to have mercy. In other words, he needs to help me. I'm admitting, God, I am nothing. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me. Make me after thy will. While I am in submission to call upon you, the Lord God, admitting there is none like you. I can do nothing without God. I remember as a child, I learned that song they taught me. They didn't give me all the verses. I think they just gave me just a little teeny bit so that I could sing that. I was about three, I believe, 3 years old, they told me. And I stood up. I was always bold, never afraid to be before an audience. I guess that's my gift, because God knew that when I got to be an older person that I would not have a fear of going before the people to speak what God says speak. And I sang my song, without God, I can't do nothing. Without God, I will fail. Without God, my life will be drifting. It'll be just like a ship without a sail. Call the Lord, he said. Call him today. I will answer you. I read it in the book, day. Oh, it's a terrible thing to call upon the Lord and he don't answer. Ah, Peter found out. When he started to go down, he said, Lord, you care not? Come on here. When the boat was rocking and they thought that they were going to perish, Jesus, I'm calling you to the rescue. Care not, master, that with perish. You see the storm. You feel this boat of rocking. Jesus, get up. Come to the rescue. Jesus said, peace. Be still. That's all he needs to do is just speak one word. Ah, we need a word from the Lord for the situation. We need a word from his mouth. Peace. Be still. And the water remained calm. Somebody said, who is this? Who is this that even the wind obey his command? That's who you need to call on today. The one that even the wind respect. Because the water was fine. It was the wind that was stirring up the ruckus. You need to call upon. I don't know why the Lord is saying this, but it's for someone who is listening even now or going to listen later. But you got to call on him. He want to show you great things. Ah, there is none like the Lord. Let me see if there's anything else in here that I need to put out here on this morning before I close. I'm trying to get ready to go to service myself. Ah, I will cleanse them from all their iniquities by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me. Then it shall be to me a name of joy, praise, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do. Listen to the Lord. He wants the people to hear all the good that he do to them, they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for it. Thus saith the Lord. Again, there shall be heard in the place, in this place of which you say it is desolate, without man and without beast, in the city of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who will say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Those of you that have listened to this message on this morning, you can get your Bible and turn to Jeremiah 33 and you can read it in its entirety. It only has, I believe, 26 verses, but I stop at verse 11. So bless the Lord and forget not his benefits, but make sure you put a circle around, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So you don't know it all. You might know some. You might think you know a lot, but there's yet some mysteries of God that you have not encountered. But he said, if you will call to me, my God, today, I will answer your Robosha. I will answer. Call me. Give me a call. Don't text me. Call me. I want to hear your voice. Call me, the Lord say. Don't send me a text, please. No Instagram. No tweets. Call me. I want to hear your voice. Call me. Call to me. I'll answer you. Because I need to show you something, but I can't show you until you humble yourself. Call me, and I'll show you just who I am. Great things. You have no clue what I need to show you, but I can't. You want to text me. I can't show you because you want somebody else to call on your behalf. But I'm waiting on you. Until you do this, man of God, I hear you, God. Until you really call me and die to yourself, I can't show you the greatness. Oh, God, thank you of who I am. I am the miracle-working God. I am who I am. But you got to call me. I want to answer you, but I can't answer you until you call me. Ah, woman of God, take heed to what the word of God is saying on today. You got to call. Call in and your name, because I need you right now, Lord. I'm calling your name, because I need you right now, Lord. Sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak, but I'm calling your name, because I need you right now, Lord. I tell you, I need you right now, Lord, for the circumstances and the situations that I'm dealing with in my body, in my mind. I tell you, God, I'm calling you because I need you. And yes, it is me. It's me, God. It is no mistake. I humbled myself And I recognize that without you, I am but a worm. But you died. You gave your sacred head for such a worm as I. But I have to call to you. I don't know why you can't get this. I can't seem to let this go. I'm trying to get out of here. But God keeps saying, you need to call me. I want to show you some stuff. Great stuff. Call Jesus. The old woman used to sing, try Jesus, he's satisfied. Trust him. He'll be your guide. He's able, he's able, he's able to carry you through. So trust him. Try him. Give him a call. His number is J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. We sang when I was a child. I got a telephone in my bosom, and I can call him. Use a phone. It's got to be charged up by now. Call him Jesus, the Lord. That's his name, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for the very first day of September. Thank you for the miracles that you're going to work on today and throughout the rest of this year. God, I thank you for the joy. I thank you for the strength. I thank you for the peace that you have bestowed upon me. I feel like going on. Yes, the trials are coming on every hand. Ah, but I feel an emotion like going on. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and to all the people of God, let the church say amen. God bless you, Dr. Scott. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
were preparing for